We added nearly 1.3 million to our national cattle herd last year, and we're now back up to just shy of 90 million. Heifer retention for herd rebuilding was more aggressive last year than we thought, and as a consequence, we're well on the way of increasing our numbers steadily this year as well.
There is speculation that some USA importers are keen to import feeder cattle from Australia. That's the talk in some parts of Australia. Is it also talk where you are?
Not at all. In fact, I would say that because of the numbers I've just given you, that U.S. cattle feeders, and when you refer to importers, it would be cattle feeders, and perhaps some other entities, really, they're looking at the increase in the domestic herd to expand their businesses. The subject was raised in 2001 when one of the largest cattle feeding organizations and entities in the world broached the subject of bringing cattle from Australia. There was a hue and cry about it anyway, not because of health reasons, but just good old protectionism. But quite frankly, the logistics involved, the health hurdles, the shipping issues are so considerable, Lisa, that this start of any trade is just not feasible.
Talk us through some of those health hurdles. What would they be?
The animals have to be rigorously inspected by U.S. Department of Agriculture, its Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, known as APHIS. They would come out with probably dozens, if not hundreds of pages of protocols that would be required. And that's just for starters. And then the documentation, traceability, there's just a whole host of hurdles that both an importer and an exporter out of Australia would have to overcome. And then, this is secondhand, but I'm told it's just not the shipping available for several years to bring any quantity of cattle to the United States. And we have an odd shipping act called the Jones Act, which means that only cattle can come into the country on U.S. Flagged ships. And so that's another issue to overcome. The cattle, put it another way, Lisa, we have a lot of ranchers on the islands of Hawaii. They cannot bring their feeder cattle direct to the United States port. They have to come into Mexico or to Canada unless they're on a U.S. flagged ship. Same would apply for any exports out of Australia. So it's just a nightmare.
What do you think importers might be thinking in the U.S. right now?
They're not even thinking about it. They're much more concerned about how to try to manage the spread between buying domestic feeder cattle and what they can get for the slaughter animal at the other end.